Increasing Russian Tensions in Eastern Europe. This article discusses the rising tensions between Russia and Eastern Europe, France's new military agreements with Eastern European countries, and Pope Francis' stance on Ukraine. Additionally, retired Colonel Douglas MacGregor's speech on the United States will be addressed. The order established in the 20th century began to break down in the 21st century, and a new order has not yet been established. Russian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Maria Zakharova says that if the United States of America places nuclear weapons in Northern Europe will be its target. Maria Zakharova says to Europe that this will not make you stronger or more protected, but you will be the target of our nuclear weapons. After Finland and Sweden joined NATO, these events have become more and more heated. When we look at the past, there was the Cuban Missile Crisis of 1962 during the Cold War, and the USA and Russia resolved this issue by mutual dialogue and agreement. No head of state of any nation would sign a nuclear war unless there is an external intervention. Emmanuel Macron announced a few days ago that if the Russians advance on Odessa, Kyiv, or Kharkiv, we will send troops directly to Ukraine. France has made a deal with Moldova. France has made a defense and economic agreement with Moldova. The French are taking the front against the Russians. Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Vladimirovna Zakharova said in a statement that the French made a commitment to defend many countries in Africa, but failed. France had to withdraw from Africa, and the same will happen in Moldova. Spain and Italy directly announced that they would not send troops to Ukraine. Pope Francis, I proposed Ukraine to raise the white flag and called on it to make peace with Russia through the mediation of Turkey. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan offered Ukraine a peace treaty with Russia. Recep Tayyip Erdogan said, "Let's make peace between you and Russia. If another civil conflict were to occur in Europe, the papacy could be at risk." Pope Francis I is working to end the war in Ukraine, as he foresees the potential for it to spread throughout Europe if peace is not achieved. France and Britain are once again acting together in Europe. France has signed a military Schengen agreement with Netherlands and Poland, and is now cooperating with the Baltic states and Eastern European countries. Additionally, France has recently signed a military and economic agreement with Moldova. It remains to be seen whether European countries will send troops to Ukraine. If they reach an internal agreement, they may send troops to Ukraine. There are already British and French troops on Ukrainian territory for defense and training purposes. It was discovered when Russian intelligence eavesdropped on conversations between German Air Force personnel. This left Germany in a difficult situation. Another important issue. Retired Colonel Douglas MacGregor, former advisor to the Ministry of Defense in the United States, made important statements about the United States. Retired Colonel Douglas MacGregor claims that the United States has spent $14 trillion in the Middle East over the last 23 years. This expenditure is increasing the tax burden on the American people and the country. Currently, we owe $34 trillion, and we are adding $1 trillion to this debt every 100 days. If this continues, the debt will increase to $54 trillion in 10 years, and it is unclear how America will pay it off. Additionally, this money serves the interests of global companies in America, rather than benefiting the American people. Retired Colonel Douglas MacGregor believes that America needs to focus on strengthening its production and industry, supporting agriculture and farmers, and prohibiting foreigners and capitalists from purchasing land in the country. If you want to support my blog, you can subscribe to my blog via email from the bottom of the blog homepage. If you subscribe to my blog, you will receive notifications via email from the articles I will share. You can share my articles so that I can reach more readers. Thank you. International Relations, Threat, and Geopolitics Analyst, Kanan Haydarov. Subject: Increasing Russian Tensions in Eastern Europe. Data March 14, 2024.